Woody Widrow, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's start with some of those numbers. Two-thirds of all Texans have subprime credit ratings. What does that mean?
A number of people are either outside the financial mainstream or are paying much more in terms of loans and products because of their low credit rating.
What's the impact of a subprime credit rating on a person's life? Say, you know, a young couple with two children.
There are more and more places where credit score could influence in terms of you renting an apartment or jobs. So that credit score seems to be an indicator for a lot of employers or businesses on whether or not this person is worthy of the product or the program that they are offering.
I still can't get over two out of every three Texans have that subprime rating. Why is that rate so high here, and is it unusual compared to other parts of the country?
First of all, we have a large immigrant population that have not taken advantage of a lot of credit products and services. Traditional things of paying your mortgage and other types of products that more mainstream people are using, our target population are not doing that, even though they may be credit worthy.
One thing I'm curious about, since 2008 and the financial crisis then, the stock market has rebounded, the unemployment rate has dropped pretty dramatically. How much has that upward movement at the top of the economy helped people who are one crisis away from financial trouble?
If you study that information, you find that most of the people who were low income in 2008 have not benefited in any way from the economy moving forward. When the recovery happens, for people who were resilient, who had resources, who had assets, who had family to help them, they could take advantage of it. For the people who didn't have those resources or families, they spiraled down, and now they're trying to get out of that before they can actually then move up the economic ladder.
So let's talk nuts and bolts. Say I'm someone who's barely treading water financially. I'm listening to the radio right now, and I'm looking for three suggestions. What should I do?
I have three simple suggestions. One, talk to a nonprofit organization who's working on financial coaching or financial counseling. Number two is to start looking at the type of job you're in and whether or not this job has the potential to move you up the economic ladder. If not, what are some ways that you could go to a community college or a trade school and be able to spend not a lot of money to be able to get a license or a degree that gets you into a higher paying job? And third of all, I think it's just important, beyond the immediate day-to-day, is to think about a long-term goal. That where do I want to be, or where do I want my family to be in 3 to 5 years, and what would it take for me to get there? And that if you're going to save money or anything like that, that you feel like there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Woody Widrow, head of Raise Texas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.